My name is Helen Rhodes, and I'm here at the Now EM Meets Feminem event that we've somehow pulled together, and super, to use an Australianism, stoked at how good everything is. And thank you so much for coming, everybody, and we hope it's going to be a great night.
I'm riding high on adrenaline and caffeine. It sort of feels like a work shift in that I've got about 50 inputs that I'm trying to filter and do something useful with, make decisions on.
I'm Ellen from Sydney. I am completely overwhelmed with the massive success that this is already, and we haven't even started our panel. I'm completely overwhelmed by the awesomeness in this room. There is so much awesomeness in this room.
Honestly, overwhelmed. This is impressive. I will say that coming up to this room, not knowing what to expect, and seeing a line of women and men outside getting ready to do this, it feels incredible, actually. It was an idea that was a spark from across the ocean, and then all of a sudden we come and it's to fruition. It's amazing. Very impressive.
Welcome to the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, talking about everything in between. A little bit of EM, a little bit of Fem. I'm Reese E. Lewis, reporting live from Sydney, Australia, not alone, but with a co-pilot. Co-pilot?
Hello, my name is Doug Lynch, and I am definitely the co-part here. Thank you very much for having me on your podcast. It's been a pleasure so far. And we're at SMAC. You'll hear a lot of noise in the background because we are in the exhibition hall. There's a lot going on, there's tons of energy, and we're right beside one of the feeding stations, so people will be piling out and getting a bit of sugar in to get them through the next session. But we're not going to talk about today's first session. We're going to talk about an event we were at last night, which was absolutely inspirational.
Yeah, inspiring, fascinating, 20,000 adjectives that I'm going to actually first just back up and say that this is a second in a series of podcast recordings we're doing at SMAC. SMAC is a social media and critical care conference being held in Sydney, Australia. And last evening, as Doug mentioned, we attended a very special event. It was the NOEM Feminem collaboration. And NOEM is the Network of Women in Emergency Medicine, which I'll say a piece of their inspiration came from Feminem, Women in Emergency Medicine.
No, absolutely. You have to take responsibility, Risa. I'm sorry. They really look up to you guys. You've been a big part of their inspiration. But it's also, I think, indicative of how you guys are trying to do things, that as soon as they reached out to you in the States and sort of said, hey, we were thinking about doing this, what did you do? But you turned up, practically, and you did an entire evening together. And a fantastic bunch of people talking about really interesting stuff. The collaborative and inclusiveness feel of the whole thing is, in so many ways, exactly what we want this sort of educational and peri-educational experience to be like. So it was a pleasure to be there, and your organization deserves a lot of credit.
So just to granularly walk everybody in the audience through what happened, 3 months ago, there was email exchange. Specifically, three women reached out to Dara Cass. Dara then added to the email chain Risa Lewis, that's me, Esther Chu, and said, we know you're coming to SMAC. We hear you're going to be speaking in Melbourne, they said to Dara. And do you think we could coordinate something when you're here in Sydney, since it's going to be such a good number of you here? And the answer was yes. And the question is then, okay, the details. What are the details? Because the NOEM women had a concept, had a skeleton of a website, had some blog pieces, but hadn't really, as they said, planned an event where they charged money and or they had sponsorship. And they just didn't even know the possibility. They actually were concerned no one was going to show to the event. But boy, did people show up.
There was queues to get in. Right? It was literally just, it took a while to get in. And in some ways, it actually kind of added to the excitement of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they were very generous. There was some lovely food and there was some wine to drink and so on. But really,
canapes and conversation.
But I can tell you, it was nothing wrong with the canapes, but the conversation was fantastic.
Yeah.
Even before the speakers started speaking, the things that people were talking about around the room was just brilliant.
Yeah.
Every single, and people getting together. Now there was a smattering of men there, but it was a 95% female crowd, would you say?
Yeah. And I sort of love taking who do we have in the room? So by report, tickets sold out.
Yep.
Over 160 tickets sold. A few countries represented, of course, Australia, New Zealand, United States, Canada, Chile, Switzerland.
Yep.
And
it goes on.
Go on.
Fiji, about half of the people from the SMAC Reach Group, so I can't remember exactly who were there, but there was three or four of the candidates from the SMAC Reach Group out of the Africa. So that could have been, there's Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda, and possibly Zimbabwe. I can't remember exactly which ones were there. And then we had, it just kept going.
Yeah.
And of course, you had a couple of random, you know, Irish people.
Yeah, some of our best friends are
random Irish people.
Random Irish people. Okay. So the space, everybody, it was, okay, it, American reference, not that everything is American-centric, but I would say it was like a cool loft, wooded room that you'd find in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So very sparse, very aesthetically pleasing. Tables, nicely dressed, fresh flowers. The drinks, champagne. I mean, they talk about sophistication going on. Fine, very vegetarian-friendly, the food. So in other words, like, good people, good-feeling room, good food and beverage, and next, good topic, good discussion.
Yeah.
Do you want to run down some of the topics that were discussed?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, they had a couple of sponsors on board who I think did a very good job of not taking too much limelight, and they came from the insurance sector and the banking sector, and, you know, thanks to those guys. Check out the Now EM website. They've been thanking them as well. So that was good. It wasn't intrusive. Then we had a little bit of some introductions from the three stars of the organization, Ellen, Helen, and Rhiannon. And really, the energy that comes off these people, you know, hopefully you'll get to see some of this stuff in the future, but watch out for this group. But then one of the sort of supposedly pre-event talks came from this was tear-jerking, unfortunately. There was a young 15-year-old woman who basically stepped in and talked a lot about her experience of essentially what it is to be a 15-year-old girl in the world today in relation to social media. And her primary thing was to sort of say to us, please, we don't need to see you being perfect and stuff all the time. And she was reaching out to the medical community there. But when she was describing the reality of what herself and her peers are doing, it sent shivers down your spine. So she made this statement, and I think she was completely correct, that she has been photographed in her lifetime as a 15-year-old more times than I've been photographed in my entire life. And not only that, every single one of those photographs, right, in the last few years, or certainly 90% of them, have been going out on social media. Her friends and her peers are obsessed with getting followers, and the way to get followers, in her own words, is essentially to take your clothes off. And that's what the young women have been doing. My daughter is 14 years old. So, you know, and I know this sort of thing is going on, but to have such a fantastic and visceral explanation of it all. Further, in terms of the presentation of all this, her slides, etc., failed. Classic thing. I think all of us as educators can appreciate that. But as a 15-year-old, talking to a room full of some of the most impressive women on the planet didn't faze her, carried on, and gave the talk anyway. And even though those were actually quite integral, she carried it without it. Her mum stood up beside her and held up a laptop, which was just kind of beautiful in its own way. So what she's talking about is a pornographication of youth. And not so much by the people that are taking or are trying to do it from outside. They're literally doing it to themselves because of peer pressure. And that's something that we all need to think about a bit. It was a bit heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy. And, you know, I think it was actually a call for help or a request to sort of look at this piece of gender equity and what's happening in messaging, because she was saying if she's looking at medicine and she wants to go into medicine, she's concerned about the consequences that are inevitable in participating in what's going on now in social media.
Yeah, and I mean, her insight is remarkable. I think she's really, some of this is built on, I think, some quite negative experiences. And one of the slides that she tried to put up but couldn't, and I was almost in fear of it actually working, she said, here is a picture of my friend from last week, and this is not a picture of a 15-year-old that you would expect to see being put up by themselves on the internet. It was literally a sort of bikini-clad, quite sexualized pose. And these were the comments that she herself had received in the last week, which were rancid comments of aggressive, misogynistic, pornographic thinking that a 15-year-old, in her attempt to get more followers and hang out with her friends, was exposed to. And these are direct messages and things that are being put onto her stream. And they get read.
Yeah.
I mean, this is her reality.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. We're here in the Social Media and Critical Care Conference, and we know social media can be used for good, but we do have to be conscious of this.
Yeah, no, so this first event, this first collaboration between Noam and Feminem, like, there was actually a lot of beautiful surprises. And I would say that this presentation from Kate was not what everybody thought would necessarily be part of the agenda of what we knew was coming as a panel of professional women. The evening opened up after we had brief cocktails and networking chatter. We had a welcome to the country by a native elder,
yep.
I will say. And it painted the picture a bit of history of the land we were on, but also the reality of inequities in healthcare.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'll touch on that a little bit. I live here in Australia. in Australia, there are multiple nations of Aboriginal people. When Australia was colonized, these people were essentially treated as subhuman. The idea was that the English, when they were colonizing Australia, came to terra nullius, there were no people here, which is a lie, but it is enshrined in our constitution, and it's been a huge fight for these people to try and change the way this is. There's lots of countries around the world where there has been a major colonial influence or bad things like this have happened, but the Australian version of it is a particularly toxic, nasty one, which is not sorted out. So, this is not one country. In the view of the indigenous people of this country, in the view of the people with the longest single civilization, lasting civilization on the planet, there are 150 or more nations here. They refer to themselves as nations, and it's important, if ever you go to an event in Australia, that you receive a welcome to country, because it's traditional for them to welcome people onto their country. And if you don't have one of those at your event, you kind of have to wonder why. Anyway, they did a beautiful version of this last night. This woman had stepped in for her daughter quite belatedly. She was a grandmother, I think it was a 16 children, she said. And it gave an inspiring talk, and essentially ad-libbed in a part about her reality and her when she was born in a segregated hospital, and has relations that were basically not even allowed to enter the hospital while giving birth. So if ever we wanted something that illustrated how things weren't entirely on a level playing field, she absolutely hammered that message home. It was great.
Yeah. So we went from intense and serious and important topic to the next serious, intense and important topic. So we had the welcome to the country, a welcome to the moderator, who she herself is an emergency physician that's now doing telehealth. It's good to realize telehealth is not just happening in America, it's happening actually worldwide. It makes sense. Then Kate spoke, and then we had our panel. Do you want to fill us in about the panel? Tell us about the panel.
Okay, fine. So we had one woman that you know quite well called Dara Cass. She was quite good.
We're going to keep her. We decided to keep her.
And then we had Neela, and now I'm so sorry. I have met Neela briefly, and I really struggle with her second name, but I'm going to give it a go. Jana Kiramanan, I think is right, and she's a surgeon here in Australia.
She's a hand surgeon.
Yes. And then we had Andy Tagg out of Don't Forget the Bubbles, who had previously appeared at Fix across in New York.
Yes. Yeah.
And Danielle Kelly, the lawyer, and Esther Chu. Esther Chu doesn't require an awful lot of introduction. Danielle Kelly had basically been involved in a large law practice here, which had basically pushed the boundaries quite a bit in terms of trying to improve how things went on. And one thing I suppose I'd maybe start with is that when she was talking about trying to essentially get gender balance and sort this sort of thing out in her organisation, they never really sort of completed that process before they started parallel processes. And she was describing a situation where they said, this has actually cross-germinated and helped really well. So rather, I mean, she, for example, started looking at LGBTQIA type stuff and trying to have that being thought about within her workplace as well. And people were sort of saying, oh, look, shouldn't we get the woman thing sorted out first? And she was explaining exactly, well, no, we shouldn't. And they benefited each other as thing went on. A very interesting woman. And I would assume that working in law as a woman, even worse than working in, you know, some of the areas of medicine that we know aren't representing women very well. Yeah. So, yeah, an impressive woman, and she came up with some very, very good points. And again, none of these women were awed by the fact that they were surrounded by people who were all basically doing the same sort of things and doing incredible work around the world. So they were up there doing fantastic stuff. Danielle was brilliant. Andy, as a token male, had a bit of an interesting role, but he similarly, as a paediatrician and as somebody that's been a great supporter of Feminem and other organisations that are trying to do similar sort of things, I think he held up his own end quite well.
Yeah.
But for me, it was actually your partner, Dara, who sort of really kind of was punchy a bit more than the others, which I really like. Esther is very punchy too, and I really like to see these people sort of getting it, not angry, but, you know, being very, very clear and strong about their message. I don't need to hear people making excuses for the problems that are associated with sexism and misogyny in medicine or in the greater world. I can hear those excuses left, right and centre. So I did like it when these guys were stepping up and they were really kind of, I won't say aggressive, but they certainly weren't taking any steps back.
Yeah, and I think for people, you know, walking into the room when the evening began, throughout the evening, at the end of the evening, it was essentially mic drop. It was such a success. And the reason for the success was, yeah, everybody had fun and it was networking. And I do think collaboration, activities, writings, the dialogue is going to continue. But what is not rocket science is people are people. And what we're experiencing and what we talk about with Feminem and women in the United States, it is not unique to women or women in medicine or the United States. This is sort of a universal, which is why social media has actually been part of the distribution tool for the messaging, for the topics, for the FAQs, the frequently asked questions? Because the questions, Esther said this, that like she gets asked the same questions, and she's not, it's not a criticism, but it's the same questions because everywhere, everyone is grappling with some of the same challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. The Now EM guys, you can find them by going to nowem.org. I don't think this is going to be the last event. In fact, the way that they did that, I would have said that event was a success before we even got to the event because of the amount of sort of the people that were there and the excitement that was about it. I was sitting there thinking like, I bet everything else that's going on around Smack tonight is a bit dull without these guys. And it really did feel like that. And the other thing I'd like to point out, and I don't think this was because of the beautiful young woman who came out with her fantastic story about social media herself, but did you see anybody tweeting? Because I actually had a comment from Ollie and Roger here. It's like, how did that go? I didn't see any tweets from it at all. And I was thinking that was probably a good thing. And I think they're right. I think ultimately everybody was respectfully talking to the person beside them and then listening to the people up on stage. And there was none of that phone stuff and so on at all. And it's a refreshing change.
Yeah. So listeners, actually, in the show notes, we will link you to the websites, link you to actually there were a few tweets and a few good exciting pics. But you're right. Like people, there was that respect for what was being said in the room. And then afterwards, there was a flurry.
Oh, there was a flurry. Yeah. Exactly. Everybody on the way home. And so everybody was excited to go. And then everybody went home like really excited. So I think it's been one of the... A big event like SMAC is fantastic, right? But sometimes it's big enough now to have parallel events and satellite events, which can be interested in special interest groups, or in this one, it's in my opinion, is an everybody interest group. But you know, they don't have to be run by the SMAC people.
Yeah.
And to have stuff for options to go to it and allow it to grow organically like that, I think that's a really good idea, and I hope that sort of thing goes on. So the fact that the Now EM guys talked to Feminem and made this happen, I would be surprised if I'm not talking to you on Friday afternoon saying that was my favorite thing.
Ah, fantastic. And, you know, we actually expect that this is not going to be the first collaboration of its type. There are going to be many more, ideally many, many countries, many, many places, with the intention of not we have to be there all the time, Feminem, but actually that it's going to actually create many self-sustaining initiatives, groups, people, names, acronyms, that's sort of just going to continue the message and sort of, you know, change the paradigm. We're ready to change the paradigm.
Well, it needs to be changed. But in terms of the growth, this is started off in Sydney and it started off in emergency medicine, but it's not actually about Sydney or emergency medicine. This thing can spread all over Australia. But if there's another spontaneously created organisation in Wagga Wagga, I don't mind where. Wagga Wagga's a town, folks. I don't mind where it comes from. I just think that's a wonderful thing. And I would imagine that we'll have, hopefully, spontaneously created groups like this around the place, inspired by, influenced by, but doing their own thing.
Yeah. Well, Doug, thank you for joining me for this recap of the NOEM Feminem event.
I feel very privileged to be invited to come along here and just even be a part of what you guys are doing. So I keep telling Risa that it's actually a Feminem podcast and I'm just a blow-in, but I will be releasing them through the Jelly Bean sort of lines as well. So, look, lovely to meet you all. Thank you very much, Risa, for bringing me in.
Thank you, Doug.
And, well, we'll see what happens next.
Yes, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, audience.